So, few instructions for eating meditation if that happens for you in the upcoming hour, or that includes tea, that includes a snack, that includes whatever comes to your mind about food and eating. There are three instructions, three things that the Buddha mentions about eating. The main thing in how it is that we can live in a way that is supportive to us. And in regards to eating, one of the things that main things that he mentions is eat to sustain this body, to support spiritual practice, and to avoid harm, to prevent harm. Now, let me just give some context to these instructions because it can become quite complicated. So, to sustain this body within the context of our practice today, to sustain the body, what conditions you have today? What is, what will support you today in being in harmony with how things are within this body? It may be that how you feel calls more for having a liquid diet today or a liquid food today. Or it could be that you need something more hearty. Or it could be that sustaining the body may, through eating may be noticing what, if there's any group of foods that is more supportive for you today or something like that. So to sustain the body, to bring it, in alignment with, finding some ease within the ease of this moment or ease within the dis-ease of this moment. The other part is to support spiritual practice, to support our practice today. And my goodness, I can definitely say some things about this one because sometimes on retreat, or even when we're practicing, from our home retreat center, there's something that is that really gets your attention. Oh, I really want to eat this. Or something is served and oh yes, I want this. And it's so good. We forget that we're eating, but we're serving ourselves more or just a little bit of that. So to support our practice, it mainly has to do with eating in the moderation that is supportive for your body, and mind, that it supports us to stay awake. I will fall asleep anyway, but to, support some alertness, at least to be able to notice that you're falling asleep after lunch. If we're going to meditate. It may happen. It's okay. Just be aware that it's happening. So to support spiritual practice, that's what, just that's what is there. And then this part of avoiding harm. There are many different ways in which we can interpret or apply this instruction. Right now it's not, like, oh my gosh, should I be eating meat or not, or rice or beans, or should I be a vegetarian or not? You're however you are, whatever you're eating today, it's okay. It's okay. This is right now within the context of this day long. it would be, you know, would it be something to prevent harm within the conditions that you're okay with today? Today, just in this moment. It may be that you may want to, you know, eat in a different way. It may be that there is a contemplation that arises and, you know, maybe you say, you know what? That may be something to practice with at another time. It's a whole range. With eating, there's a whole range. Our relationship to food, our relationship to body. So part of that avoiding harm, it includes not pounding yourself or not, you know, there's no need to judge. No need to judge, oh my gosh, I'm doing this or not. Remember the attitude I was encouraging you to engage in this morning with curiosity, allowing, it's okay. Once when we have a mind that is relaxed, that sees these all these different mind states coming and going, and there's evaluation. Oh yeah, yeah, I see it. We see clearly. We recognize it. We see it, we recognize it, and it passes away at its own time. And with our development of practice and deepening of practice, then we take different responses. Responses out of wisdom, out of compassion, out of love. So with that, however you're eating, if you are eating something that, let's say, salty, if something comes and say, this is good, maybe notice that that is happening. And then maybe shift into noticing the flavors. The good and bad is a judgment, is an evaluation, which is fine. But what I'm encouraging you to see is more the physicality, the physical experience of eating and just tasting the food for its flavors, for what it is. Salty is salty. Sweet is sweet. Sour is sour. Hard is hard. Crunchy is crunchy. Soft is soft. And you can name it. Yeah, salty, salty, chewing, chewing. And maybe you may notice that the flavor changes as you continue chewing, chewing from beginning, from the time that you put the food in your mouth to the time that you swallow. That you swallow it. All these different words, different languages. So, from the moment that you put it in your mouth to when you swallow it, see if you can name, you know, play with it, have fun with it. Oh, salty, salty, solid, solid. Oh, liquid, liquid. Oh, neutral, there's no salty. Oh, swallowing, okay. So, and from there, you can apply this in whatever way is supportive for you. If you just want to be aware of eating, that's good enough. You don't have to go into knowing it a little bit more if that is okay. That's okay for you. One of our great teachers in this tradition, Sayadaw Mucheshaniya, someone asked him about eating, about walking. And he said, when I'm walking, I know I'm walking. When I'm eating, I know I'm eating. Like, oh, okay. From there, let's see what happens. So we'll come back at 1:30. We have an hour for lunch. And the schedule will be the same as it appears this afternoon. And We have most of the instructions. So it's going to be much more silent this afternoon, maybe dropping one instruction here and there. Just an opportunity for you to practice in any way that is supportive with instructions or with however you're showing up. And then just remembering that it will be not only the stillness sitting and walking, moving instructions or checking in, but also checking what is the attitude in the mind. Checking in what is the flavor, what is the texture in the mind. The attitude, oh, curiosity, yeah, allowing, yeah. Oh, patience or impatience. Okay, it just tells you how you're approaching your experience, how you're receiving it. And that gives you an opening at any moment in your practice to choose how you want to relate, how, what will be supportive, what will be skillful for you. But before noticing that moment of choice, we need to know what is present, what is here. What is the sunglasses we're looking through, whatever is being received in body, in mind, and the interplay between body and mind.